I want to thank Father for inviting me here this weekend to help establish perpetual adoration in the parish. In 1981, St. John Paul II established perpetual Eucharistic adoration in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And at that time, he prayed for every parish and every Christian community to have perpetual Eucharistic adoration. Adoration is simply appreciation that the Blessed Sacrament is really Jesus. And this appreciation is best expressed when a parish has a chapel or a small prayer room which is open 7 days a week, 24 hours of the day, permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. There are 168 hours in a week. All that is needed is for each one of us to be willing to spend just 1 hour once a week with Jesus, so we can organise every hour in such a way that every hour is covered with at least one person in the chapel at all times, so that Jesus is never left alone. And together as a people of God, we can profess our faith and our love in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, said that our communal love for Jesus at Mass must go together with our personal love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in order that our love for Jesus may be complete. The Lord calls us to communal love at Mass today. We come as a parish family, we give glory to the Father, and express our unity in Christ. Then Jesus stays with us day and night in the Blessed Sacrament to call us back to himself, that we might spend some quiet time with him in prayer, in order to deepen our union, our friendship, our personal relationship, our intimacy with Jesus, our Saviour. Each moment we spend in his presence, we deepen our union with him. We make our soul everlastingly more beautiful and glorious in heaven, because the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus, our risen Saviour, with all the glory and the beauty of his resurrection flowing out to those who come into his Eucharistic presence. For just as you cannot be exposed to the sun without receiving its rays, so neither can you come to the Son of God in the Blessed Sacrament without being bathed in the rays of his resurrection. And this is why St. John Paul II said, "Jesus waits for you in this sacrament of his love," where he repeats his timeless appeal, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" This hour that Jesus wants you to spend with him is spent any way you want to, with your own favourite prayer book, or reading the Holy Bible, or praying the Rosary. The Rosary is my favourite prayer, because when you pray the Rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, you love Jesus with the heart of Mary, who makes up for everything that is lacking in you. It is as if Mary herself were making the holy hour. Or you may be so tired or troubled or worn out that you may want to do nothing but just sit and relax and enjoy the sweet peace which simply comes from being in the presence of the one who loves you the most, Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. What Jesus wants all of us to know is that he is absolutely the easiest person to be with, the easiest person in the world to please. Even if you think you can't pray very well, you're easily distracted, you get restless, the mere fact that you get into your car and go to the chapel is in itself a prayer of faith which brings great joy to his heart. Even if you feel like the worst person in the world, the worse you feel yourself to be, the greater joy you bring to his heart when you come and humble yourself in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament. For nowhere on earth are you more loved. Nowhere on earth are you more welcomed. Nowhere on earth is your presence more appreciated than in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, who says, "Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. My peace is my gift to you." What our Lord wants of us when we go to him in the Blessed Sacrament is to put all of our worries, all of our anxieties, every one of our cares into his heart, burning with love for us, that he may fill us with his peace, so that when we leave the chapel, there should not be one thing that bothers us or affects us or disturbs us. For he says, cast all your anxieties upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. He is not a symbol. He is the person of Jesus himself. The same Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The same Jesus who died on the cross for our sins and who rose again on Easter Sunday is really, truly, and personally present in the Blessed Sacrament, where he appeals to each one of us personally, come to me. It is really I. What I pray for at this moment is that each of us may be convinced of the joy we bring to the heart of Jesus with each holy hour we make. All of us know that when you love someone very much, you want to be with the one you love. For example, a mother can hardly wait to hold her newborn infant. We also know that the more you love someone, the greater joy you have in being with the one you love. And this is the point, because Jesus loves each one of us infinitely. Unlimited is the joy, therefore, that you bring to his heart when you come and spend an hour with him in the Blessed Sacrament. And because of this great joy you give to Jesus, he blesses the whole world during your holy hour of prayer. Recall the gospel account about a woman who for 12 years had suffered from a blood hemorrhage. She said, all I have to do is touch the hem of Jesus' garment and I will be healed. When she touched Jesus, she was immediately healed. And Jesus turned around and asked, who touched me? Because I felt power coming from me. Every time you come to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for a holy hour of prayer, you touch his heart, you release his power, his healing love and his graces upon yourself, upon your family, and upon the whole world. There is a marvelous devotion called Divine Mercy, which the Pope John Paul II approved. It was Saint Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament that our Lord appeared to. Saint Faustina saw that every holy hour made in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, the divine rays of our Lord would go out from the church and encircle every single person, every man, every woman, and every child on the face of the earth would experience a new effect of God's grace and God's mercy. And this is why Saint John Paul II said, each holy hour that you make in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament brings the whole world and everybody in the world closer to Christ. You change the world. You make the world a better place to live in with each holy hour of prayer. The advantage of having a chapel open all the time is that everyone can participate, because everyone can find at least 1 hour a week to be with Jesus. And whatever hour you choose, morning, afternoon, evening or night, is most pleasing to him. And we need people for all of the hours. But the hours we need people for the most are one of the night hours, between midnight and 6 a.m. Because these are the hours that are most difficult to find volunteers for. For those of you who can, we ask you to please help us out by taking one of these difficult hours. For those who are willing to make this sacrifice and take one of the hours in the middle of the night, God will bless you many times over for doing so, because God cannot be outdone in generosity. Whenever we are generous with him, he is 100 times more generous with us. For this reason, St. John Paul II said, let us be generous with our time of going to meet him. Scripture reminds us that Jesus spent nights in prayer. St. John Paul II was a busy person, and yet he still made time for prayer. According to a cardinal who was with the Pope all day, St. John Paul II began his day with a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. He ended his day with a holy hour. Plus he prayed one whole night each week before the Blessed Sacrament. For me personally, my favourite time to pray is in the middle of the night. An hour spent with Jesus in the middle of the night is an anointed hour. These night hours are the hours that Jesus requested when he appealed to his apostles, could you not watch 1 hour with me? These are anointed hours because it takes a sacrifice for anyone to be willing to spend an hour with Jesus in the middle of the night. This sacrifice is so meritorious in the eyes of God that the Pope said, those who stand before the Lord with this sacrifice are fulfilling an eminent service. They are presenting to God all those who do not know him or who are far from him. They keep watch in his presence on their behalf. On the cross, Jesus took our place with his sacrifice. Those who are willing to make a sacrifice for Jesus take the place of the ones in the world who are in most need of God's mercy. And they bring down upon these souls in most need of God's mercy the precious blood of Jesus. So they go back to the arms of God and go to heaven instead of going to hell. And this is why spending an hour with Jesus in the middle of the night, said the Pope, is the most charitable activity we can do for humanity. The mission of Jesus is to save the world and everybody in the world. For Scripture says that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And this is why Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. On the cross, Jesus was lifted up in hatred. Through perpetual adoration, we lift him up in love, drawing down upon the world all the graces that he won for us on Calvary. And this is why St. John Paul II said, the church and the world have a great need for adoration, because this is what will bring about God's kingdom on earth and an everlasting peace to all mankind. For the Pope said, what power! Those who come to the Lord in perpetual adoration will bring about the radical transformation of the world. For what we await are a new heavens and a new earth, 2 Peter 3:13. The Pope exclaims that we are a region of glory when we give Jesus the glory he deserves through perpetual adoration. Then the world will be transformed by the all-powerful love of the Blessed Sacrament into a new, a second, and a more glorious earthly paradise by Jesus, who says, see, I make all things new.